cheers to everybody.
Here's cheers to a good show.
Hey, and first, before we get started, we got a guest in the house behind us, as you can see. Well, I'm saying behind us, but she's really next to us. She's not behind us.
Yeah.
We got Mowgli in the house.
Mowgli. You know,
let's give her a little hand clap. A little bitty one, all right? That's enough. Yay. Welcome to A Fifth of Something. And we are excited to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here.
How you been, man? How's everything? How's the family?
Everything is good. We are getting ready to push one of them out of the nest. You know, Taylor graduates on the 30th, and she'll start at UTA in her nursing program. So she already has her apartment lined up. She has like one more class to sign up for.
I'll ask him one question, and that one question will have the longest fucking answer. Man, how you been, man? How's everything? How's the family?
My family's good. We barbecued ribs last night. We played card games.
Perfect, and then we went to bed. So everybody's good. Is all I need to know.
And my mama was over the house right before I left.
I know you wanted
to hear that.
You
won't leave my mama alone.
Hey,
don't listen to
what's
it.
Up, girl?
I'll see you next week. Where's the mute button?
We don't have one. But either way,
is how we do.
So you know what? I'm just going to jump on in, man. We diving in. We going deep real quick. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this gun control, how all that shit happened in Ireland at the mall and all this, that, and the other, right?
Gosh, terrible.
I know it, right? I mean, just unnecessary shit. And so the other day, the beautiful Mowgli and I, we were sitting here discussing some stuff, and she had told me about a post that she had posted up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And
posted a post.
She posted that post.
I had shared a post that was directed towards gun violence. All it said was, it's the fucking guns, it's the fucking guns, just like five times, like repeated.
It was like this black and white, or black and red post.
Like a picture or something. And someone came into my comments basically trying to tell me, like, well, no matter, like, well, if we take guns away, like, people are still gonna find another way to kill people. He used Cain and Abel as an example towards it.
Let me go find this rock real quick. Come here, be still.
His response was like, okay, that's great, but no one should have access to be able to fire 25 rounds in under 60 seconds and then crowd of people, you know, that's a lot of rocks.
you can throw them not at the same time, but could you imagine an automatic
rock thrower? David and Goliath, he's just sitting there swaying.
I just want y'all to stop talking. Now go ahead.
We're going back to the Wild West, man.
Hey, I'm ready, though.
Well, we can't get abortions anymore.
That
doesn't make any sense at all to me.
We're going backwards.
Another topic.
Dog.
Yeah, it's a whole other topic, but we are going backwards in many ways.
Yeah, we really are.
History repeats itself. So whatever they did back then, we're doing now. It's just we just wear different clothes.
Well, thinking of history repeating itself, what about these remakes on these movies that are doing now? You know, we have...
White Man Can't Jump. Ariel. Yeah. Damn, Disney, the Little Mermaid, all the controversy with that remake.
Oh, so much controversy on
that.
Ariel's black.
About Chloe Bailey being Ariel. Well,
all these people are throwing all kind of fits because, you know, Little Mermaid, she's just a little white redhead, you know, and now you have this little black girl playing the Little Mermaid. And they're like, whoa, no.
Well,
Disney, you fucked up.
After World War II, white Americans left cities for the suburbs in pursuit of the highly commercialized American dream. You know the whole car, white picket fence, home in the suburbs. Now you might be thinking, what does white flight have to do with black people swimming? Well, the answer is
nothing. Black people just can't swim.
She's not a chocolate.
How you know she sound like that? How you know they sound
That's what
like
they sound like. Yeah. In my head.
Oh, in your head.
She's not a chocolate. No.
She's not a chocolate. Yeah, but I saw that they did White Man Can't Jump, and then they're doing Good Burger 2. But Now, Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger. Can I take your order? I have that shit, bud. Those days are over. You don't care if it's a wrong or if it's right.
Roxanne.
Hello? Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
No, thanks.
Order however that shit was.
You know how it went. You know exactly how it
was. I had a younger brother.
Did the accent and everything.
I had a younger brother.
Yo, whatever. You watched that movie yesterday.
Hey, man, I like Keenan. Now, Kale.
I don't know. Yeah. Corny, but it was.
Oh,
but
horrible.
they got a part two coming.
Culture.
Like, how it wasn't even that good to begin with.
Exactly. If you go remake, so let me get Ferris Bueller's Day Off too, or remake of that.
How?
Oh damn, you wrong.
How can you remake that? I want a New Jack City too.
Oh no,
that would be the shit.
Well, they gonna have Nino Brown in prison for tax evasion?
No, he got Nino Brown got killed.
Absolutely, I think the American justice system is the greatest in the world. Proud to be an American. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Donata. Your soul is required in hell.
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
I love Boys in the Hood.
You see?
Ricky!
See, like, all those.
It just makes me cry every time.
Then you had Juice.
What about
you
Menace Society?
You imagine they had Juice, too?
Yes, I love Juice.
Yes, but we can't have Juice.
Hey, who want a cheeseburger?
Man, you got some money or not?
Wait. Oh,
man, come on, man. Hook me up this time.
Nigga, you crazy. Hook you up. Fuck out of here, man.
Check this out, man. I got these burgers, man. They some double cheeseburgers.
Nigga, I just ate. Man, I just ate.
CGI that you have nowadays, you could make the movie.
You could.
That's the thing. They're like, oh, we can make it, but they don't really think about how much of a bummer and letdown it is.
But you know what? But that's kind of like the whole AI thing. What's up?
No, I knew you were going to that point. Yeah.
That's kind of like the AI. Have you heard the new, how they're doing the voice? Like, they're doing AI now that sounds like other rappers.
Yeah.
They had Kanye. They had Drake.
They had Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
Biggie.
Yeah,
Pop.
Biggie did one. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's what you were saying that we could do with the movie, too. But they were saying, I think that the artists are starting to pick up on that, and they're like,
some artists are cool with it, some of them aren't.
I don't know how they could be.
Now, it's the artists that are, it's your older artists that are like, yeah, I like it, bring it back, but the new age.
Yeah, they'll make money off of it.
They're making money off of it. Yeah, but the new age artists.
Yeah, because see, if you take an old school track and make that new.
Now they're getting royalties off of it.
Yeah, they're going to get royalties, and so that's different.
Yeah.
But the new artists, no, I wouldn't fuck with that. I'd be pissed off if somebody tried to take my hard-earned voice.
Put Ariana Grande in some Tupac.
Exactly. Or put Pac in the Ariana Grande song.
There you go.
That'd be beautiful, though. That'd be beautiful. Mm.
I was like, I don't even know an Ariana Grande
don't
song.
Don't disrespect Pac like that.
Mm-mm.
Thinking of rappers, you know how... Why do rappers always rap about fucking another guy's chick?
Talk about other chicks?
They always talk about fucking another... Guys,
I don't listen
girl.
To that kind of rap. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's like
that's is that
like you know, I mean,
trying to punk you, trying to punk him or something.
Or some shit,
but
you know? it's an ego boost.
Okay, but with that being said, is it more of a I'm disrespecting you type thing?
Yeah.
I would definitely.
But
take it.
Does that mean that my girl is good enough for you to have, but you don't have her? I have her. So at the end of the day, I actually am the winner, right?
Well, yeah.
Because you want what I have?
Are you because she let him fuck?
Well, right.
Oh, well.
Well, right. But that's true, too.
Yeah.
And you know what?
So we talking about songs where they say, I did or I want to.
I
well,
like,
either way.
I fucked your bitch and what are you going to do about it? Like,
yeah.
Type about it.
Yeah, like, why would... If I didn't have a bad bitch... You wouldn't want to fuck her. So to me, that's a compliment.
Well,
that's
you really true. Don't have a bad bitch because she let him
they're
fuck.
They're throwing a diss at, like, yeah, they obviously
she bad.
Don't care about her.
Right.
I mean, they just want to throw a diss on her and him.
Guess what?
Yeah, because they're not, gotcha. Like, smart enough to realize that that looks messy and, you know.
Well, see, I think that that's just what they...
And sloppy, like, no.
I just think that that's just silly to me. I hear that all the time. I'm like...
Well, it's just not music, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I used to be able to sing back in the day.
Okay.
I thought I was going to have a singing career, but, you know.
Life happens.
It does, you know, and I'm okay. See, I was about to start talking about my family and all that. But
go
then
ahead.
I saw him go.
I'm waiting.
Go ahead.
I'm listening.
It's all right. We'll just go. Say I wouldn't be where we wouldn't be having this conversation if I'd have been in the music business.
Yeah, why?
I may have been living in another state.
Then you would have been like Eddie Kane.
Did you just Eddie Kane me?
I did Eddie Kane you.
Remember? Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
You want my spot flash?
Well, you ain't gonna get it, because you ain't got it.
But so you saying we wouldn't nights be friends? Like shit, this. We went to school together.
No, I meant just we may
no,
not.
No, I've been knowing him since middle school.
But I'm just saying that we may
since
not
I'm like
be
12 years old.
We may not have connected back again like
fuck
we
you,
did.
Man, I wouldn't want to be your friend anyway.
I'm just saying we may not have reconnected and you know started. Well, you can sit over there and pout all you want to, because I'm here. Nights like this,
right, Eddie Kane?
Right.
Oh my God. So you know there are times whenever you say, hey, I have another thing coming, right? Mm-hmm. So, is it another thing or another think with a K coming?
Thing.
Okay, so you guys both think, well technically, it's both. Because if you think about it, as a matter of fact, you have another think coming right now. So if I am giving you, or if you ask me something, and I say that's wrong.
I mean, I get what you're saying. It's like a thought coming.
So yeah, you know what? That's why I like her. You dumb motherfucker.
Dumb. You call me dumb again. You got another thing coming.
If you're in a relationship with someone, okay, and that person cheats on you, would it be worse if that person that they were cheating with was lower than your social status, or would it be worse if the person was like above you? Which one would be worse to you?
It would make you go both ways, you know, but it'd be worse if it was someone like lower than me, because then it's like, damn, like you couldn't have even like gone a bad bitch, like
okay but know? what if she was a bad bitch and she just didn't like she did, she just wasn't the same as you financially, or.
Then is she really a bad bitch?
Why are you looking like that, though?
Because I'm just thinking.
Thinking of nasty women.
It's like a form of catfishing, honestly.
Right. That's true. That is true.
It's worse if they were lower than me. Yeah,
you do. You think that
mama kill you then?
See, but the thing is, if they are above me, it's still gonna be like, damn, like that bitch is hot. Like she may be a little bit hotter than me and stuff, and have like more money than for me. But I'm still gonna be like, you know, she is a bad bitch, and like that was all him.
That
dude has to do with his insecurities. You know, at the end of the day.
Well, okay. To me, it would. It would hurt me more.
Don't come with no double standard answers like you do.
No.
Answer one or the other now, damn it.
No. I'm giving you one answer. It would hurt me more if the person was above me. Okay? And the reason why is because you are now starting to have an emotional attachment to this person. If this person is able to provide for you, do all the shit that you like to do, but your man can't do it, or I can't do it, and this other person's doing it, that would hurt me more. Hey, man, do dogs have boogers?
Yeah.
They do, like, absolutely. Actual boogers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, how they get them out?
They sneeze on you.
I wipe Siggy's nose.
Huh. We were in Puerto Vallarta. Mm-hmm. We went to the zoo. It's like...
You couldn't go to the zoo here?
Well, we were on vacation.
You want to see some Mexican animals?
The experience was, it was like you were like this. It's like a live petting. It was like real life. Yeah, you could feed the tigers and all of that.
That's tight.
But we were walking, and it was like these elk deer. You know, we're feeding the elks, and all of a sudden, one of them sneezed.
On you?
And my wife had her mouth open, and she was looking. I was like, ah. It was like, ugh.
Oh.
I grew up with horses, and it was the same thing.
How did she was so funny?
It's just like that.
What did she do?
She was like, it just starts spitting.
Oh no, that's horrible.
So now you know animals have boogers.
That's
do you talk like that?
Kitchen spiders. Wait, would you say this word before? remember catching words or something. Yeah. What was that?
What is that? What is this?
She didn't even realize she was doing it.
She realized you did it, dude.
So, and you asked.
I made that comment, she would.
And you asked, do you do that all the time? The answer is yes. Yeah. Because she didn't even realize she was doing it.
Yeah.
When, who invented that shit? He was yelling to somebody, and then they, you know, wait, girl? Oh, shit. And then it was
and somebody thought it was cool. Yeah, they were like, oh, girl, I got to do this now. That's my shit right there. Yeah.
But I,
that was it.
I think it's just because my arm was right here, and I was.
Oh, so you don't ever, you don't do this on a regular?
No, she was just
like he brushed his teeth with his eyes closed.
You have a friend that you've been friends with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What would make that friendship end? Like, what would make you say, "This is it"? You no longer want to be that person's friend. What would be that straw that breaks the camel's back?
If you slept with my wife,
mm-hmm.
we can't be friends no more. We ain't gonna be friends while I'm in prison either.
Mowgli, what do you think? What would be, you know, you've been friends with, I'll say her, your max would be what, 15 years? You know, that's a long time.
It is.
So if you had a friend that you were friends with for this long extended period of time, what would be the one thing that would say to you or would make you say to that person, you're no longer my friend?
Anyone who defends an abuser. Of assault or sexual assault or a pedophile.
If you found out that someone, one of your friends was a pedophile, then you would, that's just an automatic.
Oh, answer. No.
It would be hard for me not to lay hands on you.
Okay.
Hands, feet, elbows.
I'm about to come in your space real quick because I'm going to close that blind because you're getting a little hot on that side over there. So I'm going to come over there.
I was like in my space.
Yeah,
we on Facebook now. Hey, be on MySpace.
I'm a slide in your space.
Well, we you know we got to get to these. It's about that time.
Oh gosh, MySpace when people listed their top friends of the week and.
Oh, you had your play. You had your playlist and everything too. Boy, I thought my playlist was the shit on MySpace. Boy, I would click on my own profile just to sit there and groove me.
So you would, yeah, you would make a
baby,
and listen to it.
Hell yeah, because it was that good.
It's kind of nice.
It's nice over here. Like you gonna join us over here? What'd he do, babe? What's up?
Can you go sit over there and let me? No, I'm sure. I like my space.
Nah. Yeah. No. No. So it's about that time of the show where we get to the GTG.
That shit's gotta go.
That shit has got to go. Oh,
love this.
I'm going to kick it off, though, because, you know, like I tell you, you know, I did some cooking just yesterday. I cooked some ribs.
He think he can cook.
Oh, I think. That's my plan when I retire. I'm going to go me a smoker out back, and I'm going to serve lunch, and that's it.
Some brisket birria tacos. Those would sell, like.
Oh, yeah?
I mean.
Like this. They would sell like this. I don't know what that is, but they're going to sell like that.
I think they're going to sell like money.
Yeah.
They're going to sell like money. I ain't no money sold, but.
Money sold like this.
Like, you got to catch them dollars.
You got to catch that shit.
So.
That's what it is. It's my stripper and me.
That's a song. Somebody write a song.
Let's make it ring.
Somebody need to write a song called That's a Stripper and Me. So.
You were cooking this weekend, and what happened?
When people come over and you barbecue and they don't bring anything, but they take a to-go plate home with them,
so rude.
That shit has got to go. Now, I don't have any leftovers.
Aww.
Because you done took food.
You need a hug?
I sure do, because that shit's got to go.
That's what you look forward to most leftovers.
Hey, hell yeah, sit your ass down, goddammit. No, but yeah, that shit's got to go.
Fuck you back.
That shit's got to go.
I want to hear Mowgli's GTG.
Do you got
She said she had one for us. That shit got to go, baby.
Girls dressing in stripper clothes out in public as like a new fashion. Have you guys seen that? Like where they're wearing like the fishnets? Like,
what the fuck?
Where is this at?
Yeah,
is this in Dallas or something?
It's like a trend. It's like on
They don't do that in Grand Prairie.